Dr. Christine DePaula says when you get right down to it, the state-of-the-art air filtration system is the only thing that is different at UC's Center for Reproductive Health. The doctors are the same, the medicine is the same, the in vitro fertilization procedure is the same. And that's why she's crediting the air system for a 20% boost in pregnancy rates at this fertility clinic. On a tour of the center, she lets me breathe deeply as we walk into the surgical suite and where the embryos are kept in an incubator.
So this is the most controlled environment. This is where all of our embryos live and where the air is most controlled. And as you can see in these two areas over here, that this is where the fluids would come in from the operating room.
DePaula, who is the medical director for the center, says this air filtration system costing $500,000 is becoming more popular around the world and in the U.S. She says it's the only one in this area.
This is technology that predominantly helps patients going through the in vitro fertilization process. So the actual process of in vitro fertilization involves injections to help grow eggs, surgical extraction of those eggs, and insemination of those eggs outside of the body. It's that key piece of that insemination outside of the body, as well as embryos within the lab, that really requires a specialized environment.
The filtration made by Life Air Systems was developed by an embryologist searching to increase the percentage of pregnancies. It removes bacteria, viruses, and off gases and mimics the womb.
So if you take a deep breath, it may feel a little bit different.
I was going to say, is it my imagination, but it really smells cleaner.
Yeah.
And the machine seems to be working. The national average for success is 40%. Westchester is at 60% for in vitro.
We have really become so confident in our ability to get patients pregnant that we actually implemented a new program into our system that if our patients are not pregnant within their first cycle, that they can actually come back for a second cycle without additional financial obligation.
DePaula says in this science, the environment is important. Published data says retarring roads more than 2 miles away can affect the success rate.
And so we are located right next to a growing community off of a highway and next to an expanding hospital. And we really wanted to insulate that environment such that whatever happened around us would put us in a position to be successful and help our patients get pregnant. So it's really an insular environment so close to the womb.
The reason the environment is so important is that after doctors extract the eggs, it takes almost a day to fertilize them, and then the embryos are out of the womb for 3 to 5 days. The system controls the humidity and the airflow both in and out of the space.
It's almost like a ultra-clean environment with incubators with little embryos inside of them.
And she can't stop talking about the success rate.
And so we have seen substantial increases in our success rates just within the last year, and we are super excited about it.
DePaula says this is still very new technology, and big centers around the country are calling UC to find out how it's working. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.